Coming up,
more on the allegations that caused Valeant stock to plunge almost 40% on a short seller's report. What the heck is going on here?
Your Money Matters has you covered all week long. Money Beat Monday, Stock Talk Tuesday, Wealth Wednesday, Heard on the Street Thursday, and Financial Free for All Friday. Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Ambition comes with earbuds. Now, Heard on the Street.
Hello, and welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York this week, I'm Miriam Godfrey, joined by my colleague Alex Frangos in Hong Kong. How's it going, Alex?
Very good. Hi there. Good to be here.
Good to hear your voice. We have Heard on the Street's Charlie Grant here to talk to us about Valeant. Charlie, Valeant has been the subject of a ton of stock market speculation by big hedge funds. It's been very volatile recently because of a threat of drug price regulation. But yesterday, it plummeted almost 40% on a short seller's report.
The latest controversy for Valeant stems from allegations that it is using a specialty pharmacy to manipulate its revenue and operating expenses. Valeant aggressively denied the allegations in a statement on Wednesday. Just as big of a problem as the allegations themselves is the reality that you can't find any mention of this pharmacy called Philidor anywhere in Valeant's SEC filings. So people are wondering whether there's more to the story than what Valeant has said.
So when you say, what is Philidor? What's Valeant's relationship to it? What do we know about this specialty pharmacy?
Valeant says that it has a contractual relationship to distribute Valeant's drugs to customers. Valeant says it has an option to purchase Philidor that it acquired late last year and will be consolidating its financials going forward. But it is unclear exactly the extent of this relationship.
What was the positive story that got investors so excited about stocks like Valeant in the first place? I mean, why were people kind of attracted to the company's model?
The idea behind Valeant is that they can gut unnecessary research and development spending that restrains shareholders' returns. So Valeant, the idea was to buy up existing drugs, strip out costs, possibly raise prices if the drugs were mispriced, in Valeant's words. And this allowed Valeant to grow at a tremendous rate. But as the pharma market got hotter, the competition for deals increased, and now a lot of companies are trying to do the exact same thing that Valeant is.
But wait, you said possibly raise prices? I thought Valeant was like one of the worst defenders for raising prices by a huge amount on some of these drugs.
Well, even that is under dispute. Valeant says that price increases are a small part of their business model, but they also said that they will be pursuing far fewer deals in the future where mispricing of drugs is part of the thesis. So it remains to be seen whether we'll have to see just going forward whether drug prices.
Isn't that sort of like a convenient thing that they had to say because regulators are really taking a closer look at drug pricing now?
That's exactly right. Last week we learned that federal prosecutors have subpoenaed Valeant surrounding information on their drug pricing and their patient assistance programs. We don't know whether the specialty pharmacy controversy is something that federal prosecutors are looking at, but it is something that is in the back of investors' minds.
Charlie, given how hot this sector has been the last, what is it, year or more?
Five years.
A lot of stocks at very high valuations. I mean, this sort of thing where a stock can be knocked off so much, it seems to me would embolden others to come out and with reports and trying to find similar types of negative investment theses. Do you think they're a kind of a ripe target for more short sellers?
I think that remains to be seen. A lot of companies, like I said, when the Valeant's tremendous share price brought imitation. A lot of companies have modeled themselves on Valeant's acquisition model, and it's possible that no one really knows just how deep this scandal will get just yet. So,
but I wanted to talk about the holders of this stock. We see some major hedge funds with huge percentages of their portfolio in Valeant, and some of them doubled down when the stock plummeted on this short seller report. I mean, how exposed are these, I mean, investors, and what could happen if they're wrong about this accounting issue?
Well, hedge fund holding data is kind of backward looking, of course. So we know as of this summer that that Valiant was a huge position for many hedge funds. It's long been popular, and they might be in some trouble as a result of that now.
We're going to have to wrap it up there. Thanks, Charlie.
That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.